Hi, this is Steve Malangas, senior editor of City Journal, and I'm going to read an excerpt from my piece in the new fall issue of City Journal, entitled A Brief History of Anti-Business New York City. One of the many legacies of New York's Depression-era mayor, Fiorello LaGuardia, is the belief that the city's business community exists to pay for the ambitious social agendas of Gotham's political leaders. Successive generations of mayors, city council members, and commissioners have all operated on that assumption, helping to make New York one of the country's most expensive and difficult places to do business. Among the new taxes that LaGuardia imposed in 1934 to finance a growing budget were a local sales tax and an unprecedented tax on gross receipts that firms had to pay for, quote, the privilege of carrying on a business or practicing a profession in the city of New York, end of quote. The gross receipts levy was especially unwelcome because it taxed not profits, which had evaporated for many firms during the Depression, but revenues. LaGuardia originally called the tax temporary, but he continually renewed it and also added other business taxes, including the commercial occupancy levy, which was a tax on business rents collected in addition to the city's more traditional property taxes. Neither the end of the Depression nor the post-war economic boom halted the upward march of business taxes. Between 1945 and 1960, New York increased the temporary gross receipts tax fivefold, even though, as the New York Times pointed out, it fell most heavily on those firms that do business on the smallest of profit margins. City officials also showed a diabolical knack for dreaming up business levies that existed nowhere else, like the one imposed on vault space beneath city streets. And the city applied its sales tax to more and more products that were untaxed elsewhere, like clothing, so that by the early 1960s, the New York Times was reporting that merchants on the fringes of the outer boroughs could no longer compete with firms outside the city and were going out of business in droves. Seeking a national reputation for expanding welfare programs, Mayor John Lindsay matched LaGuardia's taxing ardor. He replaced the hated gross receipts tax with a business tax on profits, which actually collected more from firms each year. He also introduced a city income tax that fell heavily on successful small business owners, and he instituted a tax on unincorporated businesses. Over time, he enlarged many of these levies. A 1976 commission appointed by Lindsay's successor, A. Beam, estimated that the city lost nearly 100,000 jobs in a decade because of the steep business profits tax alone. The commission also noted that, quote, the confidence of businessmen in government has been shaken by the decade of taxation. But taxes don't tell the full story of government's hostile attitude towards business. The 1950s and 60s were also the beginning of the age of urban renewal, an era of big government-designed building that continues to this day. Starting in the late 1960s, the city seized and tore down thousands of small businesses, from Italian bakeries to kosher meat markets to Puerto Rican bodegas. In East Harlem alone, authorities took possession of and then razed about 1,000 small businesses to make way for a dozen public housing developments. In a 20-block zone on the west side, government ejected 250 small firms to build public housing. Hundreds of small office tenants and some 300 merchants, including a cluster of electronics stores known as Radio Row, were displaced to build the World Trade Centers. In most cases, these firms received little compensation, and the majority simply disappeared. The effort turned many business owners into activists who marched on City Hall to protest their treatment, usually to little avail. By the 1970s, Lindsay's profligacy had driven New York to the brink of financial ruin and promoted a sharp cutback of not only social services, but also key city services, including police and firefighting. What saved New York's finances was a late 1970s upturn on Wall Street, producing an economic revival centered on the financial industry. But the Wall Street boom also helped foster the notion that New York businesses make so much money that they can afford a much heavier government burden. And so when tax revenues fell in the late 1980s, the result of a Wall Street slump, both the city and the state were quick to respond with new taxes on businesses to make up for the budget shortfalls. These included, among other things, raising taxes on small businesses, so-called subchapter S corporations, and also substantial increases in property taxes. The plight of small businesses became an issue in the 1993 mayoral race when candidate Rudy Giuliani called for business tax cuts and rolling back fines and fees on businesses. After his election, Giuliani initiated a rare era of tax cutting, trimming or eliminating more than a dozen business-related taxes. Perhaps most significantly, Giuliani also persuaded the state legislature to eliminate the sales tax on clothing purchases of up to $110, sparking a sharp uptick in retail sales citywide. But after decades of hikes, Giuliani's reductions were only a light easing of the tax load that the city's independent budget office estimated was 75% larger than other big cities in America. Small business owners were further encouraged by the results of the 2001 mayoral election, in which voters rejected Democratic candidate Mark Green and elected one of the city's most famous business executives, Michael Bloomberg, especially when Bloomberg announced that New York was open for business. But business owners would be disappointed, for in dealing with budget problems over the last several years, small business woes have worsened significantly as they've borne the brunt of many city tax increases. Taxes, fees, and fines are worse than ever. City departments have stepped up inspections enforcement. City agencies have stymied efforts to cut red tape. And at a time when the national and city economies are struggling, commissioners have promoted new social policies that have added to businesses' burdens. In an election year, and in the middle of a serious economic downturn, the costs of New York's tough-on-business regime have started to grab headlines. Mayor Bloomberg and the City Council have agreed to set up a commission to cut business regulations, and the administration is rolling out a series of economic initiatives aimed at helping small businesses. But while this rare attention to their problems is welcome, business owners say what the city really needs is lower taxes, fewer regulations, more manageable fines, and a more responsive bureaucracy. At stake is the health not just of a few small firms, but of the city's wider economy. Government-imposed barriers to doing business raise prices, narrow choices, and inhibit job growth for all New Yorkers. I'm Steve Malanga, and you can read this story and other stories from our autumn issue at www.city-journal.org.